Hello and welcome. This is Jasur from Shanghai Silk Road. Welcome to our podcast series on China company formation. And in this episode, we will be talking about requirements in 2021, although the year nearly is finished. But still, you know, we keep receiving a lot of questions, especially from people who are interested in starting their companies. So in today's episode, I will be answering some of the, you know, most frequently asked questions. And these questions are related to the requirements in general. So what are the requirements? What conditions, and etc. So number one question we get often is what is the first step in company formation in China? So the answer to this is the company formation process in China, like in most countries, start with registering the name of the company. For that, after signing a service agreement with us, our clients will need to give us a few name choices arranged by importance for their future China company. Company name registration in China takes around 7 business days. Number two question we get is how to choose a company name in China. Company names in China should follow certain rules. Specifically, there are 2 very important rules. Number one is they have to start with the name of the city or the place they are incorporated. Number two is they have to include the business scope. So let me give you an example. Shanghai ABC International Trading Company Limited. So ABC is an example of a company name. So that the whole phrasing that I pronounced right now is the format. So once again, Shanghai ABC International Trading Company Limited. ABC can be replaced by your own choice. So this is in case of an import-export trading company. Okay, so that's why it has International Trading Company Limited. Okay, that's the extension, the business scope that I mentioned. Or it can be Shanghai ABC Trading Company Limited in case of domestic trading company. All right. So in China, there are 2 different trading companies. One is import and export. Another one is domestic. Domestic trading companies can only sell provide services in China only. When it's an import and export company, so that's international trading company, okay? Just a simple, without import and export license, trading company is going to be just a trading company. So another example will be Shanghai ABC Consulting Company, okay? Company Limited. Now, again, ABC can be replaced by your own choice, and that's in the case of Consulting Company Limited. Another example, Shanghai Culture Communication Company Limited. This is in the case of Skills Training and Culture Promotion Company. There is a, you know, special type of company like that. We talked about this kind of company before in our YouTube videos. Another example will be Shanghai ABC Technology Company Limited. It's in the case of IT and technology company, all right, and so on. So basically, company name should again carry the place of registration name, that is Shanghai in these examples. If it's Guangzhou, it can be Guangzhou. It has to carry the business scope the company is in, all right? If it's trading, if it's international trading, should be international trading, and then consulting, etc., etc. And obviously, it has to end with LTD, limited liability company. Yeah, by the way, this episode, before we go any further, this podcast, we'll be talking about the requirements of the limited liability company. Okay, we will not be talking about different other companies. So those are for future episodes. Okay, and going back to the topic, now, when you actually sign an agreement with us, you need to provide us with the name options. Okay, like I said, you have to arrange the name options by importance. If the first choice is important for you, you have to obviously write it in first, and then second, third, and so on. All right. And another very important thing about names is English name of the company will only appear on the official seal, okay, of the company, main company chop. It's not written nor mentioned in the business license, okay, or bank or tax system. Chinese name of the company will always be the main name of the company. Therefore, if you know Chinese or have someone in your team who knows the language, we recommend, along with English name choices, you have to give us Chinese name choices too. Okay, so that's obviously if you know Chinese or have somebody in your team that speaks fluent Chinese. Because when you give us the Chinese name options, you have to give us the characters so that we can check in the system. Rules and format for Chinese names are exactly the same as mentioned above. Once again, start with place of registration name and then must contain business scope. Okay, so that's about the company name. Another question we get often is how much is the registered capital, paid up capital in China, okay, when forming a company? Now, although it's not specifically mentioned in the company laws, local government always have recommended amount, rather required amount for registered capital in China, because, you know, we cannot say it's recommended, because if you write something below what they want, for example, if they want 300,000 and you write maybe 200,000 as your registered capital, they will not accept your application. Okay, so that's why I say it's a required amount for registered capital. For example, if you register a company in economic zone in Pudong, okay, there are different economic zones. So assume you register in one of those economic zones in Pudong district of Shanghai, the management of that particular economic zone will tell you exactly how much is the minimum registered capital for their specific economic zone, okay? So that requirement applies, to their economic zone only, okay? It can be different for other economic zones. As for paid-up capital, it's not always required. Trading and consulting companies, for example, do not have any paid up capital. They can be registered and start doing business with only registered capital. Obviously, some types of companies in China still have paid up capital requirements. For example, companies in banking, finance, manufacturing, etc., etc. If you want to register a company which requires paid up capital, you can contact us for more information, or if you're uncertain, welcome to contact us. We will be glad to assist you. Now, in average, registered capital for trading companies in Shanghai is between 150,000 USD and 300,000 USD. The exact amount will depend on the local government requirements, shareholders' business plans, and other business aspects. So it can be minimum 150,000 and up, obviously. And registered capital for consulting companies can be much lower. Okay, in average, it's between 100,000 yuan, Chinese yuan, and 150,000 USD. Registered capital can be in RMB or USD. Okay, shareholders of the company can choose based on their business plans and preferences. Registered capital as a rule can be injected within the validity period of the business license of the company. And it's normally 30 years or more. If, however, business does not work and the shareholders decide to liquidate the company, they can do that without injecting any capital. Provided the company does not have any outstanding tax or credit payments or other issues with the government or investors, obviously. Now, next question we get often is how to inject the registered capital of the company in China. So, if the shareholders of the company decide to inject the registered capital in China, they can do it by opening an investment account, a separate account from the main account of the company. Investment account is opened in the same bank where the company opens its main account. The difference between the investment account and the main account of the company is that investment account can only take investment payments and they are not subject to local taxes or international taxes. Whereas the main account of the company can only receive payments from clients, and those payments are subject to being taxed, okay, and are treated as income. So that's the main difference to pay attention to. And next question is how and when to open the corporate bank account of the company in China. Now, corporate bank account of the company in China can be opened right after the business license of the company is issued by the company registrar. This is specifically step number three in the whole process, company formation process, i.e. number one, name registration, number one step. And then number two step is incorporation application. And number three step, just like I mentioned, it is the corporate bank account opening. Okay, so corporate bank account opening process requires the company director visit the bank at least 1-2 times, depending on the bank. Therefore, if the company director is not in China, shareholders should either consider appointing a nominee director. We have such service, by the way. You can check it out on our website, and wait until the company director can travel to China. So you have this option, okay, whether to decide to appoint a nominee director if you're the shareholder of the company and you don't want to get involved. And we can provide this nominee director service, so you don't have to really make any arrangements for your director to visit China, because we appoint somebody already in China, okay, available to visit the bank and tax office on your company's behalf. Or second option is you will just have to wait until the company director can travel to China, okay, if he or she is in your country or elsewhere. When the company director is able to attend a meeting with the company official, with the bank official, we first will make an appointment for the meeting, okay? So if you say that my company director can go to the meeting with the bank because he or she is in China already, so we need to first make an appointment with the bank for this visit. Most of the banks do not accept unscheduled visits. Once the appointment is booked, one of our staff will go with the company director to the bank and will assist with the process. Each visit, depending on the bank schedule, obviously, might last between 1 and 3 hours. Okay, so obviously, yeah, you might say that's why so long. It's just the way it is. You know, there's a little bureaucracy here. You just have to, you know, play along. Now, general requirements to open a corporate bank account in China are, number one, so these are the things that company director need to bring, okay, to the meeting. So number one, registered office of the company. You don't have to really provide any agreement, but registered office of the company should be actually available for the bank to visit. Now, obviously, if you register the company through us, we're going to make this arrangement. We're going to drive, actually, the company official and the company director to the registered office of the company, because there is a small procedure required by the bank to take picture of the registered office address, okay, of the company. So the bank official is going to actually physically go to that registered office address along with the company director, and one of our staff will accompany them, and they will take a picture, okay, with the director holding the company's license in that specific address. This is just, you know, it's required by 100% of the banks in China right now. And like I said, our company formation package includes this type of address. Please note, not all the company registration addresses in China can be used for bank and tax registration. So this is actually, maybe it's going to be another topic for our podcast in the future. I just want to quickly note that, you know, company registration addresses in China a very, very important topic as well, because you might assume that you can just rent a flat, rent an apartment in the city where you want to register a company and then use that address as company registration address. But in reality, it cannot be done. Okay, there are specific requirements for those kind of addresses. And plus, like I mentioned, not all the addresses can be used for bank purposes, can be used for the tax registration. You have to be very careful on that. Number two, set of company documents, including all the official seals, company chops. Number three, original passports of the company director and supervisor. And number four, real name authentication from the mobile number provider in China. So that's a special paper. Okay, when you go to the mobile number provider company, which is, there are many, many companies, but major ones are China Unicom and, you know, there's a China Mobile. So when you go to their office, you can ask for this real name authentication for you, and they will print a piece of paper. All right, they will stamp it as well. So you have to bring that. And number five, you have to have money either in your account or on your Alipay or WeChat to cover the bank corporate bank account service fees. Basically, that's around 1,200. But of course, it depends on the bank as well. So this is just general information. And by default, main account of the company will be in Chinese currency, which is Chinese yuan, RMB. And like in most countries, the main account will be linked to the tax office. So the tax office can deduct taxes when the taxes are due. Therefore, in the first visit to the bank, company director can open company's main account, RMB account only. USD or foreign currency account. By the way, company can have multiple separate foreign currency accounts, okay? So this foreign currency account of the company can be opened in the second visit to the bank, because company will have to apply and obtain special permit from the Ministry of Commerce before it can open a foreign currency account, okay? Now, you can read more about corporate banking and the whole process, how it's opened and requirements in China in our previous article. And our podcast number one, actually. If you go to our website, it's available, or if it's also available on Anchor or and also on YouTube. Okay. Now, next question we get often is, when and how can a company register with the tax office in China? Company tax registration can be done after the RMB, which is main account of the company, is open. Like the bank, tax office also requires a personal visit of the company director. It's very short. That's for ID verification purposes, and it normally lasts no more than 15 minutes. Next, when and how can a company obtain import and export license in China? Now, before we talk about application process, we need to mention that there are two different types of licenses in China. Like this is, you know, very common in other countries as well. So there are general business licenses which are given for products and services which do not require special license. And of course, number two type of license is special business license, which is given for products and services which require special license. For example, food, alcohol, some type of beverages, etc., etc. So depending on the specific situation, a company can apply for import and export license at the custom office and relevant government departments after opening its foreign currency account, all right? Because foreign currency account is going to be needed if a company wants to do import and export. So you have to do that first and then start the process for import export license. Like the bank and tax office, custom office also requires a personal visit from the company director nowadays. General import and export license is very straightforward to apply and obtain. It does not involve any other government departments than custom office. So that's for the general import and export license, and takes around 12 business days, okay, to get. However, special licenses might take considerably longer to apply and get, and they do involve different other government departments, not only the custom office. For example, food license and alcohol, this involve different other government departments. And obviously, they will take longer to obtain. Another question is, what is an import? What is an e-port in China? Okay, there's something called e-port. So what is it? E-port stands for electronic port. And import-export companies, like I said, international trading companies, can apply for it at the custom office in China when they submit an application for import-export license. So it can be applied for together, okay, along with the import and export license. E-port is used for the import and export process. And like the name suggests, it gives companies an electronic access to Chinese ports. Using an e-port system, companies can sign agreements with different ports around China and process their imports and exports through the system. So basically, it's a website, special website, government website. You do everything, import and export, through that system, okay? It's a mandatory device, okay? A very small device, USB device specifically, for all the international trading import and export companies in China. Without e-port and without using it, companies cannot legally import or export any products under their own name. Now, how many directors can a company have in China? That's one of the most frequently asked questions and also very important. A limited liability company can have only one controlling slash managing director, which is also called the legal representative of the company. Legal representative of the company by default will have absolute controlling powers. They can do pretty much everything within the law, obviously, with the company. Unless the shareholders, which are ultimate owners, and the director legal representative sign an agreement specifying the rights and obligations of the director. Again, in brackets, legal representative. A company can also have a board of directors and appoint several directors on the board as well. Okay, so if you want that, you can always let us know in the beginning. How many supervisors can a company have in China? A limited liability company in China can have only one main manager, okay, which is, again, supervisor. And if it decides to have a board of supervisors, it can appoint several supervisors on the board as well, like in the case of directors. Now, another very important question is, what are the tax filings in China? What are the requirements for tax filings? Now, companies should file for taxes every month and year, annual report, okay, for the year in China. So company accountant, now in brackets, should be a licensed accounting company, not an individual. Okay, very important. You have to note that. You cannot appoint an individual in China for a limited liability company if the company is owned by foreign shareholders. It's very important, guys. And also very important, foreigners are not allowed to have an accountant, accounting license in China. They're not just, you know, they cannot sit for the exam, so they cannot get license in China. So the company accountant cannot be a foreign individual or a company either, okay? So it has to be a licensed accounting company if the limited liability company is owned by foreign shareholders. So company accountant, that is an accounting company, okay, in this case, should file for taxes periodically without any delays, obviously, and failing to do so will cause unnecessary fines and penalties, all right? Very important, guys. And companies should send the following to their accountants every month. Now, company bank statements for all the accounts. Assuming you have RMB, USD, and for example, Euro accounts, you need to go to the online banking and print all of your bank statements, okay? You can just save PDF and then send them to your accounting company. Now, cost and expense invoices and wage sheets and other important records. So, apart from the accountant, obviously, as a company director, you need to keep your own small bookkeeping, okay, record keeping basically. So for the costs, you need to write down and keep the record, the invoices or the receipts, everything. And then expenses as well. So you need to keep the invoices and receipts and wage sheets. How much salary you're paying yourself, how much salary you're paying for your staff, etc. You need to keep all of that information in a spreadsheet. And then other important records related to the company's activities. And every month, you have to keep sending them to the accounting company. And of course, copies of agreements. If you sign new agreements, you need to send the main pages, the copy of the main page of the agreement to your accountant, because, you know, tax office might require that. And lastly, copies of payment confirmations. For example, if your company has company Alipay, company WeChat, or some other, you know, payment platforms, accounts on some payment platforms for like PayPal, for example, and you keep receiving some payments, you make income through those platforms, you need to make sure that you get the screenshots, okay, of from those payments and then send to your accountant, because you need to declare the income to the tax office. Now, in order to avoid any issues with taxation, we always recommend staying in touch with the accounting firm that manages the company's accounting and send all the required documents to them without any delays. Our company formation package includes accounting services too. So our accountants always remind our clients about the filings in advance, so you don't have any issues in the future. All right, guys. So once again, it's been Jasur with you from Shanghai Silk Road. If you have any questions related to company formation, company liquidation, general business licenses, special business licenses, or anything at all doing business in China or in some other countries that we serve, feel free to contact us at contact@silkroadinter.trade or give us a call at +86 1304 06 88804. We will be happy to discuss your specific business case, and we will offer you solution. So stay safe, and I'm going to see you in the next episodes.